We are learning Mishnah Zuma Daf Memheim Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Memheim Aleph. And we are continuing the discussion about how many arachas are on the Mizbeach Achitzain. So we already have Makairis for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. That means we have up to three marachas already. We have a Makar for. We didn't get a Makar yet for the extra one in Yom Kippur, but we already have up to the three every day. We have a Makar for. He Ayla Maikdaz Maracha Gedayla, Vesha Mizbeach Tuka Beis Maracha Shnia. And Va'esh Avdech Tukaboy, according to Rabbi Yossi, is the Makar for the third one, Kiyam Eish. Rabbi Meir holds that Ivarim Padarim have their own Shlomis Aklum Ba'erev. They didn't get burnt yesterday, have their own Maracha. Manalei, how does he know that? Nafgalei, we learn it out, Mivva'esh. The Pasuk that says Va'esh Avdech Tukaboy, which is the second Maracha Shnia, that says the Pasuk Ve'esh, Avav. The extra Vav teaches us that there's a maracha for yevarim or pedarim so it's aklu be'erev. What do the other man diyamrim do? Let's say there are yehuda rabbeis. What do they do with that? Vav le'darish. Rabbanon rav le'darish. They're not darish vav. Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, yevarim pedarim so it's aklu be'erev. Yevarim pedarim that were not consumed yesterday. My avaluhu. What do you do with those yevarim pedarim? So Gemara says, according to the Rabbanon, Mahadilah Maracha Gedalah, they put it back in the regular Maracha. The Tanya, tackling the Brice like that, which is really a first submission on the beginning of Perek Beis of Tamid, the Tanya. Menayin le'evarim p'darim shlo yisakal ba'erev. How do you know le'evarim p'darim shlo yisakal ba'erev? Now what do you do with it? Shesroi der nagam mizbeach, you mesadir on the mizbeach, until the Maracha Gedalah is ready. Ve'im emach zikin, shesroi der ala kevesh, you put it on the kevesh, or you gabi ha'seviv, or the seviv, achi yas Maracha Gedalah. Until the Maracha Gedalah is ready to put this on, v'soydron, and you put it on. Tamalei ma'ashtoich le'esh yisoy la'al mizbeach. The pasuk ashtoich le'esh yisoy la'al mizbeach is extra. This pasuk is extra. And we learn from this pasuk that not only the oil from today, the oil from yesterday goes on the regular mikdah. Now, why do you have to mesadir on the mizbeach, on the kevesh, on the side? The reason is because if it's off the mizbeach overnight, it becomes psul belina. But if it's on the mizbeach, there is no psulina. So here you put it on the kevesh or gabri soiviv or the mizbeach, and that will help you from psulina. Medayik Taisvis, on the soid you can't put it because that will be psul belina taka. Taisvis speaks out. What's the var? It has to be b'roish hamizbeach. So the soiviv already is from half the mizbeach or higher. That's called roish hamizbeach. Also the kevesh also. I guess it has to be done from the top half of the kevesh. Masha'inkein, on the soid it's too low. That will taka be a iser of lina. It'll be a problem of lina. Akapon, what you do is, the ones that weren't consumed yesterday, at the end of the night, they're not consumed, you put it around the Mizbeach, you set up the new Maracha, and then you put it on. When do you put it on the new Maracha? So it's a Machlokes. According to the Mefarish and Talmud, that's like the Rashi and Talmud, it's not Rashi, the Mefarish and Talmud says that you have to wait till after you do the Talmud, because the Talmud has to be the first thing on the Maracha. But according to other Achrayim, the Medayik from here, it says, Achi Yasim Maracha Gedol, it sounds like once Maracha Gedol is ready, you can put it on to this Maracha. Now, what is our mayor who learns that the Zanu Maracha for the Ivarim of Pedarim, what does he do with the Pasuk of Ashtoich Le'esh Yisrael La'amazbeach? For our mayor, Kuli Ayla Atamachzer, Viatamachzer, Kuli Kateris. Teaches us that only limbs from the Kabbanis that are not consumed, you put back on a fire. Masha Inkein, a Kateris that pops off, you don't have to put it back onto the fire. It's not some mitzvahs already, you don't have to put it back onto the fire. We have the machzik kulik tayrus. The Tani Rav Chananya bar Yumi Breder Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Eliezer ben Yaakov, Asher toich al eishu ayu la'am b'ech, a kulik ayu la'at ha-machzir, we have the machzir a kulik tayrus. You don't have to return the kulik tayrus. Like upon him, we have now a makar for the everyday marachas. We have Fir Rav Yehuda, it's two marachas every day, Rezi holds three marachas every day, Rami holds four marachas every day, and we have makairis as sources for everything. The Kuli Yawam Bias, Mesivim Bab Yam, Evan agrees that in Kippur you add another Maracha. What's the Makar for that? The Kuli Yawam Bias, Mesivim Bab Yam Islu, Manalu, how do you know? And for the Gemara, Nafka Lahu, from the Pasik, Viha Eish Al Mazbech Tukabai. That was the Pasik that Rabbi Yezid learned Kiyama Eish from. So it says of extra Vav and Hey, Viha Eish Al Mazbech Tukabai. And Vafilu Man De Amar, the Loy Darash, Vav, even if you don't have the Yan Darash Vav, Vav v'hei, Vav and hei, you are Darish. You are Darish, the Vav and the hei. Very gishmak. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says there's another Pasuk. Eish Tamid Tukar Amazbeach Loisichpe. It's Pasuk Vav in Parash Yisav. And Eish Tamid Tukar Amazbeach. What do you do with that Pasuk? Eish Tamid Lamai Asa. Meboyele, we need to look at Tanya. For the following Brisa. And the Brisa says, we learn the Girsis Hagro. L'Gatanya, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'esha Mezbeach Tuka Bayir. Remember, that's the second Pasuk we spoke about. That's the Pasuk just Baruch HaShniyah of Keteris. Ve'esha Mezbeach Tuka Bayir. So Limeh Amarach Shniyah of Keteris, I tell him, Ve'ach Yitzhak. Learn from here that the Amarach HaShniyah of Keteris, which means the coals from the Keteris come from where? They come from Mezbeach HaChitzan. That's the Pasuk. Eish Machta, the Eish of the Machta, which is the Eish that you use for Lefnai V'Lefnim, and Menorah Menayin, how do you know that comes from Ve'ach Yitzhak? And Betzim is this Gemara's question, because Eish Machta is learned out from the Pasuk V'Ha'esh, the Vav and the He of V'Ha'esh, and that Pasuk talks about Ve'ach Yitzhak. So Rishash asks his Kasha, and he says that maybe you would say that that Pasuk, since the Ikka part of the Pasuk is for Kiyam Eish according to Ve'esi, according to Rehudas, Vatzah Salisa, maybe Mizbeach Chitzan is only for that part of the Pasuk, but the extra Vav in the Hay, which is Stama Riboy, how do you know it's Mizbeach Chitzan? Maybe it's somewhere else, maybe the fire is somewhere else. So also the Menorah, how do you know Menorah's fire comes from Mizbeach Chitzan? Stam, you see, the idea, where does the fire from Menorah come from? Mizbeach Chitzan. What's the Makar for that? Eish Machta Menorah, how do you know when it comes from Mizbeach Chitzan? V'dinu, I'll make a Mamatzinu or a Gzeres Shava, v'dinu. Nemra Eish Bakhtiris, it says Eish Bakhtiris. Now, where does it say Eish Bakhtiris? We don't know where it says Eish Bakhtiris. The Rashi says, Bakhtiris says Yaktirena. And only if they makta something, only with fire. Toisvis says a different pshat, interesting pshat. It says, by Kairach, it says, Atta va'aran ishmachta, so snu behem Eish. So it says Eish Bakhtiris, similar to Bakhtiris. It says Eish Bakhtiris, even though that's not a real Bakhtiris, that was like a test. Balak upon him, it says Eish Bakhtiris. Venemra Eish Bamachta, it says Eish. By Machta. Where is the Eish by Machta? Because there it says also, which it says there, V'lokach loya Machta gachle Eish ma'al mezbeach. So it says Eish by Keteris, Eish by Machta, U'menorah, and by Menorah. By Menorah, where does it say Eish by Menorah? Because Menorah is, you light up the Menorah, so it must have, Lahalis ner tamid, so it must be that it's from the fire. Ma'alahalon, amezbeach chitzon, afkam mezbeach chitzon. Basically, more kash like this. How do you know the Eish from the Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur and the Menorah comes from the Chitzan? Mar says, I'll tell you how I know. Just finished saying that the Keteris comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzan, Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukabai. So you make a Gzeres Shava, just like their Eish is Mizbeach HaChitzan, so too the Eish of the Machta and the Eish of Menorah is also Mizbeach HaChitzan. It's not really Gzeres Shava, it's not the same, it's really a Ma'amatzinu. Just like the Eish by Keteris is Mizbeach HaChitzan, the Eish of the Machta and Eish of Menorah is also Mizbeach HaChitzan. Oh, Kach Adar Zu. Oh, may I say a little different? Nemra Eish B'Keteris, Nemra Eish B'Machta. It says Eish B'Keteris, Eish B'Machta Umanaira. Ma'ala Halon, just like by the Keteris, V'Samachla, you get it from the nearest Mizbeach. Af Macht, you get the fire from the nearest Mizbeach, Mizbeach Chitzain. Af Machta Umanaira, get it from the nearest Mizbeach, which is what? Mizbeach Apnimi. Af Machta Umanaira, V'Samachla. And maybe really you get the fire for the Keteris of Nival of Nim, and the Menorah, you get it from Mizbeach Apnimi, maybe. Tamaloyma, the extra pasuk that we just asked, beginning of the Gemara, the extra pasuk, the pasuk of Eish Tamed Tukam Mizbeach L'Sichpa, that teaches us Eish Tamed Shamarati Lach. What's Eish Tamed? Eish Tamed is the Menorah, where it says Lahalois Ner Tamed. Eish Tamed Shamarati Lach, Loitel Roish Mizbeach Chitzon. That should come from the Roish Mizbeach Chitzon. Okay, so Mar says Lamanu Eish Lamenorah. That we know Eish Lamenorah because it's Eish Tamed. Eish Lamachta Menayin. How you know Eish for a Machta? So, which is the Lefnai V'Lefnim, how you know it comes from the Ve'ach Chitzan? V'dinu, Nemra Eish B'Machta, V'Nemra Eish B'Menorah. It says Eish B'Machta, and it says Eish B'Menorah. Ma'ala Halon, Agavet Ve'ach Chitzan, just like B'Menorah. We learned that from Eish Tamid, that it comes from the Ve'ach Chitzan, Ve'ach outside in the Azara, Afkan, the Eish also of Keteris Lefnai V'Lefnim, comes from Ve'ach Chitzan. Oy, Klach Derech Zu, maybe it's a little different. Nemra Eish B'Keteris, Nemra Eish B'Machta, Ma'ala Halon, M'Samachloi, just like we'll learn that from Eish of the regular Keteris. Just like Eish of the regular Keteris gets it from the nearest Mizbeach, which is Mizbeach HaChitzon. By Machta, you get it from the nearest Mizbeach, which is Mizbeach HaPnimi. Remember, Eish of Machta, Ma'ala Halam HaSamachloi, Avkam HaSamachloi. Tamaloyim, when the Pasuk says, V'lokach Meloi HaMachta, this is the Pasuk by the Keteris of Lefnai HaFnim of Yom Kippur. It says in the Pasuk, V'lokach Meloi HaMachta, Gachli Eish, Ma'al Mizbeach HaFnei HaShem. Eizu Mizbeach Shemeksasu HaFnei HaShem, Ve'in Kula HaFnei HaShem. That teaches us that's the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Mifnei Hashem, it says Milifnei Hashem, from Miksos Lifnei Hashem, which Mizbeach is not Kula Lifnei Hashem, only Mizbeach HaPnimi. is kula b'nei Hashem. Mizbeach chitzen is miksas b'nei Hashem. So we know from here that you take the fire for the k'taris of fire from him, you take it from b'nei chitzen. So it says in the same pasuk, b'alam mizbeach milfnei Hashem. So the verse is, why need both things? Just say b'nei Hashem. What's miksas b'nei Hashem? The mizbeach chitzen. Why say ma'al mizbeach and b'nei Hashem? So the verse is itzrich. B'itzrich mechtav ma'al mizbeach, b'itzrich mechtav b'nei Hashem. That has to be mixosai, partly the Pnei Hashem. I wouldn't know for sure it's Pnei Hashem. Why? I wouldn't know where. Havamina dafka mefnei Hashem. I'm high gisa, my gisa, but on the Pnei Hashem from two sides, all west side, but maybe it has to be dafka in the middle of the west side, right in front of the door. I'm high gisa, my gisa, ain't maloy. Tricha. Teach us, it can take from any tzad v'arabi, like Rashi says. Any part of the western side of the Mizbeach is mutter to take off from Eloi HaMachta. So that's what comes out over here. Now, to just speak out a point over here, we are learning out members over here that the Eish L'machta and the Eish V'neira need to be from the Mizbeach HaChitzen, right? The Eish V'neira. Why don't we have a separate Marocha for the Eish V'neira? It should have its own maracha. Just like you learn after Kataris, maracha, once you have a limud, Eish Tamid Amazbeach L'Sichba, what's that for? Menorah, Eish Tamid. That's what it's for. So let it have its own maracha. That's Tosis' question. Tosis' Tema. Tosis' third Tosis' Tamid. Tema. Liam Kinder. Boy, lo maracha, b'nei atzma. Kehechad Mitzchim, Tosis' on Mehem Beis. Mehem Beis says, Tema, Liam Kinder. Boy, lo maracha, b'nei atzma. Kehechad Mitzchim, maracha, Kataris, b'nei atzma. Liam Kinder, fish lo marachas. So he says, the Emetai says, "Kibin loy hoyotar likashum gecholim l'nayra ella hadika psilos ba'am." But just a light little psilos, you don't have a maracha for that. You don't need coals. You don't need a maracha. That's one tarot. It's another tarot. Taisus, but it's important to speak out. Speak out this taisus.